Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Emma.
And this week we're just going to talk about basically what's going on in our lives and just different things
that are happening.
What's happening during this week?
Here.
Yeah. And basically we're going to kick it off with some Coachella news because that's what everyone's talking about.
Everybody loves Coachella and everybody is going.
Yeah.
Except for us. Some reason, two of us are not going.
Yeah, and I swear I have to move my schedule around in order to accommodate people's Coachella needs, and all of my friends are going to be out of town. I'm going to work all weekend because there's nothing else to do, but I swear I can't go on Instagram without someone posting, this is what I'm wearing, this is, are you selling your ticket, or what weekend are you going, or I'm so excited for this, or did you buy this, and I really don't care.
I just feel like Coachella is so not my vibe.
Same.
Is that weird?
No, I'm exactly the same way. I'm not.
Nothing sounds worse
than
standing in Palm Springs in a field, a dirt field.
At 110 degrees.
Thousands of girls.
Yep.
Dressed weird.
Being.
Drunk.
On drugs. Drunk and on drugs.
Drunk and on drugs. Listening to music.
Trying to figure
out
how to get to the concerts that you want to, or the, what do you call it, musicians that you want to.
Okay, so I'm going to be out of town, but I was kind of partly thinking of going, and the whole reason why it sounded like a good idea is because my friend lives directly, her house is directly
okay, my friend has a house, too. That's what I was considering.
She just walks over. Well, the club will drop her off, but, like, she literally just walks over.
That's so nice.
Like, my family used to have a home in Indian Wells, mm-hmm. which is, right before La Quinta. And we would not go Coachella Weekend 1, Weekend 2, and Stagecoach because the main street was so backed up.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine pre-gaming, sitting in a car for an hour at least.
Yeah, no.
In the hot sun.
Breathing in more
with
dust.
With glitter on my face.
Yeah. Literally, and especially everyone hypes it up so much, and then you see your favorite musician for 10 minutes.
Seconds.
Literally.
I actually went to, have you been to a festival before?
I've never been to one at all.
So I actually have. I actually forgotten to right now. So I went to Austin City Limits.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Which is in Austin, Texas, when I was a freshman.
Who did you see?
Chainsmokers.
Oh, so that's
Kendrick
cool.
Lamar.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like, we got ready. My friend went to UT.
Mm-hmm.
Got ready there. And then, like, somehow got over to the where it was, walked in. And it wasn't, like, that busy. And we were weekend one.
That's nice.
I think. Maybe there's only one week. We were weekend one. And I just remember being there. And I felt like I was at a carnival.
Yeah, that's a good description of
it.
It's
like,
just, everyone's so chaotic.
Nice.
How do you eat? That is my question.
I was going to say, the food.
How do you eat? What do you eat?
It's like carnival food.
And you eat for $20 for one hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm not down.
I honestly think I got a corn dog.
Yeah.
But okay, do you know what I did? This is so bad.
Of course.
I brought snacks.
Oh, no, you're smart.
You're not allowed to.
Oh,
and
where'd
so
you put
the
them?
Guy, I'll show you. I mean, I'll tell you. It's not bad. I had them in my backpack, and I didn't really think that they would say no. And so I had, like, bars and, like, water, and he's all, you can't bring this in. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I actually have vertigo.
That's
the first thing I thought of. I do not have vertigo. This is bad.
Vertigo is like when you're on a mountain, though.
Vertigo is when you feel like you're
dizzy.
Spinning.
Yeah.
And I just said, I just get really overwhelmed, and the thing that helps me is when I, like, have something to eat. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can bring it in.
And you're like, yep, all right.
And I was like, okay, thanks.
Yeah,
thank you. I felt bad because I was like, he just seemed kind of dumb. I don't even know. I'm dumb. I don't even know if that's, like,
who
real
cares?
Thing that helps it. But I got my snacks in.
No, and that's smart because I feel like when do you eat? And then it's such a pain to get back on the bus and then go back to wherever you're staying, eat something, and then come back. Like, if I went to Coachella, I would not go until 10 p.m. I would make sure I was well-rested, fed.
I know. People go late.
Yeah. That's like, the only way I would do
but
it.
But then you can't, like, get a picture. And that's,
exactly.
Like, the whole reason why people go.
Yeah,
When I was at ACL,
yeah.
I was with a group of friends from high school, and they were like, we need to take pictures. And I'm like, so not.
Like, you're not like that at all. I am. To an extent.
I wish I was. Yeah, I'm just not.
Yeah. And you don't like single pictures.
I just walked for an hour in the dirt. I probably was like, ass. Like, I don't want to take
it's not a cute look.
Picture. And, like,
when you're sweating.
We were waiting. I remember three bands we listened to. It was Chainsmokers, Kendrick Lamar, and the people, the Passion Pit. The Youngblood people.
What now?
I'm not going to sing it. But.
I was going to say, belt it out right now.
But those were the three we, like, actually watched.
No, that's cool.
And I remember just, like, kind of sitting around and waiting for them. And I also wasn't the one, like, who was taking Molly in my group. So
yeah, I
was, like,
I heard bored. That's a thing. Yeah.
I was freaking out.
It's a little scary.
I remember I called my mom and I was like, I had no idea that people did this. And she didn't either. She was like, oh, my God.
She was like, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing. And I guess that's definitely, you know, what people... Wait, what are you saying?
Sorry, somebody made popcorn outside and it smells really
good. I was like, is someone coming in?
I'm starving.
I know, I'm so hungry. Anyways, speaking of our corn dogs, but
it was expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. And I just think it's so expensive.
My ticket wasn't that bad. Because I know tickets are, I mean, it was ACL. I think I paid like $200.
But that's not bad. That's how much you pay for a concert. That's like, if you're going to one of your favorite...
Maybe I only bought one day, and it was, like, $175.
Oh, that's kind of... I don't know. It depends on how many people are there, though. I think...
It was an experience.
Yes.
That's what it was.
You go for experience. You put it on your bucket list. You said you did it. Like, I don't know about you, but the way that I like to travel... And, like, I don't like to wake up super early and just, like, run myself dry. Like,
yeah.
If I'm going... Let's say... Okay, so
you
I went to Italy.
Relax and enjoy it.
Right. Like, I went to Italy this summer... And, I mean, I feel like we're just going to dive into our travel tips right now.
Yeah.
But basically, like, I was lucky enough to go to Italy, and I, right away, like, so I have a dad who is like, go, 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 like, let's do this, let's do that. And then I have a mom that's like, let's just relax and hang out and, like, enjoy. So I kind of like a little bit of both. I'm more my mom. Like, I am not going to, like, wake up super early at the crack of dawn and then, like, make myself so tired throughout the day. Like, yeah, I want to make the most out of my trip. But I definitely like to enjoy, like, I don't want to be exhausted when I'm trying to, you know, run through Europe.
Yeah.
Even with Coachella, like, I don't understand people. Okay, I'd rather stay up late and some of the acts, what, come on at, like, midnight? I'd rather do that than, like, go all day out in the sun. I don't know. It's just not my vibe. I'd rather go to a concert, like, at nighttime.
I'd
it starts at 7.
One concert.
Same.
Go home.
Me too.
Sleep
and people are like, yeah, people are like, oh, I'm going for Ariana Grande. I'm like, okay, well, she's also on tour. Like, you will see her, like, soon.
You can see her in L.A.
Yeah, you can see her in L.A. for probably half the price. Well, more than half the price. I don't know. I think Coachella used to be for people who like indie music.
Yeah, it was, like, more Woodstocky.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember my cousins went. I was in high school, and my dad was like, yeah, I don't really want you to go. And I was going to go. My cousins went, and they, like, had to buy the hotel, they had to buy the bus pass, they had to pay for all their food and alcohol. Like,
yep.
At the end of the weekend trip, it was like $1,000. Like, it was so expensive. And
yeah,
plus,
I can't imagine.
I mean, we had a house there, so we'd have our friends offer us, like, we'll pay you X amount of money a night to just stay in your house.
Yeah. And could you imagine?
And I was
like,
what? Like,
yeah, no, because they probably knew how much it is to get it. People get hotels, I swear to God. Some of my friends got hotels last September for Coachella. And I do not understand.
Were they just regular
price? Yeah, just regular price hotel. I mean, they were more expensive because it was Coachella weekend. But it was, oh my gosh. Right now, if you're trying to get a hotel for this week, well, first of all, you just can't.
No.
But people, I remember the lineup, when does the lineup come out? In like January. People, or they don't even know the lineup
and
they buy tickets.
Yeah.
What if it's like, exactly, what if it's, I don't know, it's just not worth it to me, but.
I remember I was with my friend this weekend, and she's going to Coachella, and she's like, you're not going? I was like, no, I'm actually going to go to the Bahamas.
Okay,
so
same.
That's kinda
I would rather do that.
But she was like, she's only going one day. She like somehow bought like a ticket off someone.
How?
She's not going to be there.
Oh.
They're like leaving, so
got
she's
it.
Only going to go, or maybe she bought her whole ticket, and she's only going to go one day. So she's only had one outfit.
Sarah?
No.
Oh.
My friend Jacqueline.
Okay.
And so she was trying. Yeah, she was trying it on. And it was a skirt. And it was super cute. It was like a cheetah.
Yeah.
Like,
cute. That's in.
Everyone, it's in everywhere. And I'm going, yeah, it's really cute. And she's like, because it was really expensive.
Of course.
And I was like, why? And she's like, well, it costs more than my ticket.
Oh.
And I was like, she's like, my outfit for sure costs like 2 times the amount of my ticket.
Okay, that's
and
what I think like, everyone.
I hate you.
That's what everyone does. But the thing is.
It's like a funny outfit. You can't wear it in a normal place.
Exactly. If you're going to buy. Okay, so if you're going to buy leggings or jeans or sunglasses or a purse, spend the money. But if you're going to buy a one-day neon green top
like a
hot pink swimsuit, do not spend as much.
That's actually really funny because she was wearing like a hot
neon
swimsuit.
Cute, but it was cute. Super
and she'll
cute.
Wear it again.
Yeah,
she'll spend money and she like clothes, she'll dress
right.
It.
And
but
like,
it's just like for me.
Exactly. Like if you're gonna buy. You know, you don't need to break the bank. You don't even buy like a $200 swimsuit unless you're gonna wear it again. Fine.
But a lot of the what you wear is not your style. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You try to branch out. Yeah, you put sparkles on it and you
put glitter in a cowboy hat.
Exactly.
And I actually might go to Stagecoach.
Okay, Stagecoach I heard is better.
But do you know this is really dumb? The whole reason why I want to go to Stagecoach.
To wear a cowboy hat?
No, it's because I want to wear a Dallas Cowboy cheerleading costume.
Oh, that'd be so
cute. Because I think
cute.
That'd be really fucking funny.
That is so cute. That'd be a great picture.
That'd be hysterical.
See, that's what I'm
saying. Everyone's gonna be like country, and I'm like.
You're like, hey
a
guys.
Total different vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Who, honestly, who, like, at the country. Okay.
I don't even know who's playing.
I was gonna say, I don't even know. First of all, I heard. Okay, you know Casey Musgraves?
I love her.
I love her too.
Her. Yeah, she's gonna
she's going to Coachella.
Oh, I thought she was going to Stagecoach. That makes me sad now.
I don't know. We'll have
maybe
to look it up.
Maybe she is staged Coachella. I don't know.
But she's country, and she's going to be at Coachella just because she's popular, which is fine and whatever, but it's because it just doesn't make sense to me. Like,
yeah.
I mean, she
they
might be at both.
Tickets.
If she's going to be there, might as well just stay.
I love her.
But no, I love her, too, and
her
I was like, wait, I know. Did you see what she wore to the country music, whatever?
The red dress.
No. It was like a suit. But it had, like, different color. She just looked so good and, like, so tall. Yes, yes, that's what I remember. Yes. No, she's awesome, and, like, I've gotten into her more. But the country vibe, for me, is just not there. And the Coachella vibe is really not there either. You know what is the worst of the worst, though? I'm so sorry. Yes. People who rave. I am so sorry. All the shade in the world to you.
What is that rave? Concert like the festival
Beyond Wonderland.
No, it's like people literally go there and sleep outside and do drugs. Rave.
There's so many of them, I've realized.
Oh my god, what is it called where they wear like the furry boots?
Snow globe.
No, that's weird too.
True.
I mean, I've never been, but that just kind of freaks me out.
I don't know. Look
what
it
is
up.
It called Burning Man.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, my God.
That's scary. I've heard of, like, lightning in a bottle.
Okay.
There's so many rave concerts. Okay, wait, explain
okay,
that.
Okay, Burning Man. I'm Googling it.
Okay.
Burning Man is an annual event in the Western United States. Okay, who cares about that?
Yeah, no.
Why can't...
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
Why don't they just have a description?
Of course. Because it's probably some secret... Rave candy.
I know, they, like, all do, like, drugs.
That's the thing, is, like...
Burning Man is an annual 9-day gathering in the desert that includes artistic performances, installations, and music. But don't call it a festival. Burning Man is not a festival. Burning Man is a community. It's, like, a weird group of people.
That was, like, a cult.
And they do, like, drugs and sleep outside.
That's what I'm saying,
I
is...
I think you, like, see if you can survive.
I was gonna say,
desert.
It's literally, like...
Like, weird music.
Yeah. Naked and Afraid out in the wild.
Oh my god.
And like, it's just,
yeah, but
I don't know.
Like drugs.
Yeah. Those people, all respect to them if that's your lifestyle, but seriously.
No, you're weird.
Sorry. Yeah, you're fucking weird. And like, I've seen videos online. This girl had a pacifier in her mouth. Have you seen that video?
No.
There's this girl.
I look at stuff like
she
that.
Was,
scares me.
It was on Twitter, so, oh. You know. She had two little stickers on her nipples, and that was it, and a little like string. On her vagina.
That's
what she was wearing. And she had a pacifier in her mouth and like all these bracelets all up her arms. And some guy, it was literally the weirdest thing. Some guy was like hypnotizing her like with his EDM bracelets. And she was like, first of all, on probably acid. And her eyes were, like, rolling in the back of her. It was, like, the scariest, weirdest thing.
How humiliating, and, like, the next day. Yeah,
I know.
And then people, like, aren't you embarrassed?
Right? She was literally drinking out of a bottle. Like, a baby bottle. Like, her lean. Whatever it was. Her lean with her acid. Like, that is, you're gonna die. You're literally going to die.
I wonder if there's, like, a statistic about how many people deaths. Die. Death
at Burning Man. No one survives. I don't know. Honestly, I hope that there's some medics out in the field.
There has to be.
For Burning Man or for any of these EDM. Because that is something I just can't get behind. So. Yeah. Basically, we just ranted about Coachella and Burning Man.
Police report from Burning Man in 2018, 44 arrests, one death.
Oh, my God.
Carjacking and plane.
Oh. Good.
Something. And plane crash.
Well. Plane crash?
Yeah, someone probably brought, like, a little plane.
What an idiot. What idiots. I don't know. It's just weird and not our vibe. And,
yeah. I mean, do what you want, but.
Exactly. Do what you want. This is our opinion. Basically, our tips.
You don't have to like it, but we're gonna tell you anyway.
Yeah. Just be safe. If y'all.
Be smart. Like.
If you're going, even if you're going to Coachella. This weekend, next weekend, be safe.
Be safe. Be smart. Think about what you're doing.
Yeah. don't wear those nipple stickers if you can, you know, help
avoid
it.
Avoid at all costs.
Yeah. Take your pictures in the day. This is my advice. We're going to leave you off with this.
Yes.
Go to Coachella. Stay in a house or a decent place where you can actually eat good food and make it yourself. And sleep. Go to Coachella at, like, 2. Take your pics. Leave. Come back. Sleep. Eat a good dinner. Go back. All the best artists are at nighttime.
Yeah, you don't want to see.
You don't care about
the randos.
Yeah, random bimbapo, whatever. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Try.
Stay with your friends.
Stay with your friends. I heard there's no cell phone service there.
That's what I keep hearing.
So be safe, and I don't know.
I would do walkie talkies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, bring your Apple Watch so you can walkie talkie your friends.
Yeah, but will your Apple Watch work if your phone doesn't work?
I don't know. Well, I think walkie-talkie is just, like, I don't know how to try. I think it's just, like, if you're next to someone with an Apple Watch. I don't know if it's service.
That's, okay.
We'll look into that for next time.
Yeah, I'll let you know next time.
Yeah. Okay guys, be safe at Coachella.
We're saying see you at a Coachella.
Yeah, see you at a Coachella. That is, the vibe for this week.
That's our vibe.
So. Okay. All right, bye.
We'll be back next week.